This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And it's not high pride. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. As I said last week, we remain in the battle for the soul of America. By the way, all right, God love you. Let him go. Let him go.
That was Joe Biden getting heckled, because that's what happens when Joe Biden goes to speak. There's always going to be a heckler. And they would love to make you believe these are MAGA Republicans. These are not MAGA Republicans. These are ordinary Americans. I mean, they are MAGA Republicans. I shouldn't say that, because we are the majority of the people in the country. Welcome, folks. Welcome, MAGA Republicans. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They want us to believe that's a Trumplican. And I will tell you, Trump has certainly influenced my politics. But I'll be honest with you, I already felt this way. I'm just glad somebody had the cojones to step up and be what I want my politician to be, which is brash and honest. Not always right. Willing to admit, hey, I screwed up, but at least I tried. At least you know I'm working for the right reasons. I'm working for something. I want to solve your problems. Donald Trump was a pragmatic businessman politician that said, you know what? They tell you manufacturing can't come back. I disagree. They tell me that you can't feel good about the country anymore. I disagree. There's nothing that means things need to flip in this world. There's no new world order that we need to kowtow to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Thanks very much, folks, for paying attention, for kowtowing to me. Just kidding. We're partners. There's no kowtowing needed here. I am glad you're here, to be honest with you, though. But yeah, so Joe Biden gets heckled. The last two events Joe Biden's been to, he's been heckled. And they scream, these people. And we're not talking about huge events. I mean, you're for Biden. You know, they can check you out. There's only 13 people at any event, if it isn't a bunch of high schoolers. And he gets heckled. He gets heckled, rightfully so. People are suffering. And I'm going to tell you, don't ever let them forget that Joe Biden came into office, shut down Donald Trump's policies, killed 13 Marines trying to exit Afghanistan, locked this country down over a ruse, stole $6 trillion of your dollars that he's giving away willy-nilly. It gave the money to Ukraine that he promised, right? Those billions of dollars that, you remember there was $1 billion that he withheld? Then suddenly, Zelensky, who's on the cover of GQ with his wife, you know, fighting a PR battle, he's at battle with Russia, and Joe Biden says, here's some money, here's some troops, here's some money, rather, not troops. He left, what, $80 billion worth of product for the Taliban in Afghanistan? Wow. I mean, this guy he's the king of the giveaways. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to again, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, encourage people to listen to the program. Check out the show. I realize you don't have a lot of influence over what people do. I'm not trying to be flippant. People tell me, well, one of my buddies all the time, he's like, Kevin, you got to get this book. You got to get this book. And he sent me one of them. I haven't had time to read any books, but he sent me one, and he keeps telling me, get this book. And I don't get the book. Now, he does tell me occasionally, watch a video, and I will. We don't have a lot of control over what people do, but you keep gently nudging them, and eventually they get around to it, don't they? Particularly if they believe you, if they believe in you. And you may have to keep nudging. Because, see, it's not just, you may say, oh, this guy's entertaining, or he's kind of clever, or he's funny, or whatever. Folks, this is bigger than this. This is people learning what's going on in the world from a different perspective. And look, there's a lot of people out there that are really good at what they do. And I encourage you to listen to them for whatever part that they're able to play in the fabric of your life. I feel like I'm about to sing a Paul Anka song. Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away. If I wasn't hoarse, I could have done a lot better. But the point is, you know, the more that they hear you, the more that they understand your passion for what you do, the more that they understand this is not a game. It's not about me trying to be funny and clever on the radio every day. That's easy. That comes naturally. It's about the issues. The issues affecting them. And I don't care whether it's your newly minted adult that turned 18, graduated college, and is in the real world. That's who you better be talking to. That's who you better be getting over to listen. See, I'm not one of these guys that's like, oh, I want to get a younger demographic, age 25 to 40, because blah, blah, blah. Look, if you want to listen and you're 25, great. You'll learn a lot. I'll give you a lot of good advice, but it'll just be based on my experiences. You do what you want, but I'm going to tell you what's going on in your world, and I'm going to give you the inside scoop of things that you probably won't get access to, and there are people out there that could do it for me. I'm happy. If somebody says, well, that's why I listened to Rush Limbaugh. I didn't listen to him for a long time, but not because I didn't respect him, but because I was doing my own show and I didn't have any time. But I respected Rush. I love when he'd say, well, you know, I was at an event, and he'd tell you a story inside baseball. So I have inside baseball stories that can help you figure out it ain't all it's cracked up to be. All these people, they're lying to you. They want us to believe that we have a dog in the hunt. We don't.
We wouldn't even know about it if there weren't whistleblowers, very patriotic people in the Justice Department that came to me and gave me this information about Tebow. He opens an investigation against Trump based upon very just fuzzy newspaper reporting, and then closes down an investigation on Hunter. And at least Ray moved him out of that position, and now he's not even in the department. But I think Ray has to do much more to come up with a plan to show that this political bias within the FBI is going to be attacked and rooted out.
That was Senator Grassley calling out the crooked FBI, saying that it was an FBI whistleblower who brought this to their attention, and that's how we got rid of Tebow, or whatever his name is. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. So glad you're with me. When we get back, I'm going to talk about Cruiser's analysis of Biden's speech.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't not think about Joe Biden's speech. I'm starting to lose my voice. Don't not think about it. Let this thing resonate with you and stay with you for a while, because that's what the left wants. Let's give them what they want. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I asked you a second ago, what is an authentic politician? Do you think Joe Biden is an authentic politician? Do you believe that anybody believes Joe Biden to be an authentic politician? I think you know the answer to this. So, this being the case, why are we not wanting this guy to talk? Talk. Let him talk. 844-551-8255. If you're like most people, you didn't watch Biden's speech. I know I didn't. There's no way. I would want that time back. I did get the clips, however. And over the last couple of days, we've been talking about Joe Biden. But this rhetoric of Joe Biden's been going on for a while. They keep testing stuff. They're testing Ultra MAGA. They're testing MAGA. They're testing MAGOT. They're testing semi-fascists. They're testing fascists. They're testing Trump, pro-Trump, Orange Man, all of it. They keep testing and testing and testing. They're demonizing you. They want you to feel little. They want you to feel belittled. They want you to feel demeaned. They want you to feel so wrong for thinking for yourself. Cruiser, who writes over at PJ Media, he wrote a piece. And before I even go into that, I want to say this. I get all the interpretations of leftists and whatever. My producers sort it out. And as I tell you guys, I don't rely on other people's comments or things like that. I do things, honestly, to bolster either an idea that I have or that I think you have. And I want to make sure that you understand you're not alone. You are not alone. La-di-da. That's a Michael Jackson song. My producers, you know, don't act like y'all didn't know that song. I'd sing it higher, but I'm a bit hoarse. You are not alone. Now it sounded just like Michael there. Yeah, I just wish I knew more words to the song. But I know this. You are not alone. In fact, you are so not alone, you are the majority. And you want to know why I know you're the majority? Because the left claims you're the minority. They claim that Joe Biden spoke to the majority of people. Yet, as I reported the other day, the major news outlets, the lamestream news, wouldn't even carry Joe Biden's speech. Let me tell you how I bet you got your information about Joe Biden. Alternative news sources, because you didn't watch it. I don't have to guess at that. Anyway, let me tell you what the Cruiser had to say about Joe Biden's speech. And I'm telling you this, because I want you to understand there are so many takeaways that you probably have. And there are people paid to watch these things. And I'm glad to get their interpretations because I don't need to hear Joe Biden's drivel. So I'm referencing Cruiser's work. And one of the first things he says is, all these lunatics that were for Biden, they're all on the same page with him now that, pardon me, that the lunatic has the launch codes. And he writes, as part of the Democrats' unwitting effort to help Republicans win even bigger in November, Biden's puppet masters decided to pump him full of extra Adderall and stick him in front of a microphone so he could tell 74 million people that he hates us. There you have it. I'm going to tell you something. You rarely win people over when you continue to criticize them. There are people that don't do good work or things that I don't like. And look, I'm not trying to get all psychologicalizing on you here. But there are ways to approach people that you can get them to at least hear your argument. Joe Biden is offending people. Now, he may feel like they have it so in the bag that he doesn't have to not offend us. As he said, you know, I'm here to deliver the truth. The clips we played of his. He's delivering the truth. And it always cracks me up when Joe Biden says, you know, even if the truth is hard to take, you should deliver it. This being the guy that is nothing but a pathological liar, that does not go unnoticed on me. Anyway, Cruiser goes on to say, Joe Biden harangued and threatened the nation for 20 minutes on national TV on Thursday in a speech that will be remembered for its vicious rhetoric and blood-red lighting. In a highly partisan speech, Biden railed against MAGA America like there was no tomorrow. He used the words MAGA Republicans 11 times in the first 12 minutes. Some of the most used words in his speech were violence, darkness, threat, and politics. The most used word was democracy, the Marxist-leaning crowd's favorite term of derision for our republic. And let me be specific, for our constitutional republic. But he says that's all Joe Biden's got right now. By nearly every metric, America is worse off than it was during the Trump years. So Biden can only resort to fear-mongering and demagoguery. Not telling you anything you don't already know, am I, folks? He says many people on both sides of the aisle believe the recent Tough Guy Joe tour is designed to fire up the base and give the Democrats a chance in the midterms. He says, as I wrote, there have been some enthusiasm on the part of the Democrats in recent weeks. It's false bravado that's intended to discourage GOP voter turnout and is being kept alive by false narrative machines in the mainstream media. Behind the scenes, they know it's crap. That's why they're still rushing headlong off of an electoral cliff in November. He says, as Paula wrote, Biden is a desperate man. It's not just him, though. It's everyone in the Democratic Party hierarchy. Let's be honest. Joe Biden doesn't have any say in his actions. It's doubtful that the old boy even gets to weigh in on his bathroom times. The commie cabal runs his brain, sets him on a path. They put him up to that fascist screed of last night. What we saw was the panic and flop sweat of every Washington power player inside the Beltway. Could not agree more. That's what I said. I said it already. Desperation move by the Democrats that will backfire. Says the Democrats have no bearing at all because their pathological obsession with Trump. It's pushing them into a string of unforced errors. Last night was one of them. Here's my gut feeling not long after the speech. I sincerely hope that they keep sticking to this unhinged idiot who's masquerading as a leader of the free world in front of microphones, barking MAGA Republicans like the trained seal that he is. He's energizing the base all right, just not the one that he thinks. Way to go, Steve Cruiser. Great observations. Many things we've already thought ourselves. This will backfire. I tell people, it may seem like we're losing, but we're not. I give you examples all the time of winning, retailers being scuttled, and a host of other things, but I got to come back to it later.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau is saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are not letting Will Smith off the hook. And what am I going to do? I'm going to blend this whole thing with Chris Rock and Will Smith, as well as Dave Chappelle, into something a little bit different, a different way to look at that, because that has to do with the political implications of what's going on in this war that we're in. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't have access to True Social because I'm not an Apple bigot. I have the phone system that is the largest in the world, but they won't let Trump on, Google won't let him on the Google Play. So I don't have Trump Social, but my team does. But here's the point. If you contact us, we get back in contact with you. So please do. And tell other people about it. And if you want to get involved, and I'm going to ask you this all the time. This is how I met Angie. It's how I met a lot of our staffers. But if you want to get involved, seriously involved, have a voice. If you want to be a big name, I'm going to say don't call me. But if you want to be somebody that makes a difference, that has a place in all of this, and you want to feel a significant part of a team that's doing something, then contact us. Let us know what you're good at. Social media, marketing, PR, you name it. I tell you what, if I had a good PR an agent, you know, somebody that was getting me on TV and things like that, it would be a game changer for us. And we've looked, and the big agencies are all leftists. They're all run by leftists, woke 30-somethings. And they won't help you. They won't try to get you on. So if you know of somebody, love to do it. Because let me tell you, the more people that I get in front of, I'll tell you guys a quick story. I was at an event the other day. We're starting this thing called ARC. I'll tell you what it means down the road. And we got our first influx of cash for it. A gentleman gave us $100,000 to get it going. So we started it, and we were talking about me and a guy who's going to join me in it. We were talking about it at an event within 2 days of that. And a lady came up. We said, we want founders for this. And this is what it's going to do. It's going to revolutionize the communications platform for conservatives. And it's going to showcase all of the philanthropic efforts we do. It's going to put conservatism on steroids. It's going to change the way people think about conservatives. And it's going to change the way politics is done in America. And it's going to remove a lot of that power from the GOP. And even Trump can't come in and say, I recommend Joe Blow, and everybody suddenly shift. We're going to control our politics. We're all going to be connected on social media. We're all going to be influencers, and I could go on. And when we put this thing out there to everybody we put it in front of, they're like, holy cow, Kev, this will do it. I said, I know. So we were explaining it at a big event here locally, and a lady goes, I want to be your first founder. And she says, you got my $10,000. Just like that. That's how easy it was, because it will work. And the rudiments of it are already built into what I'm doing. Do you know how many people are doing podcasts in your city or in your state? Do you know how many writers there are? You know how many investigative reporters there are? How many Project Veritases that are out there waiting for their chance? You get what I'm saying? You know how many Fox News, better than Fox News people are ready to go? All they need is somebody to kick them over the edge and bring it together. How many groups operate where you live? How many groups in your state? I can tell you this, we chronicled over 100 groups in our state, and I bet you 80% of them don't even know that the others exist. Some of them do the same things. It can be that simple. So we're putting it together. Anyway, let me get back on this Chris Rock. So I spoke about this the other day. Smith wants to get his good guy image back because he got called out. Dave Chappelle said he's been faking for 30 years. Well, Chris Rock called the Will Smith video apology, you know, where he said, oh, I'm sorry, Chris. He called it a hostage video because it was. It wasn't Will Smith wanting to apologize genuinely because, you know what, Chris, I screwed up. It was Will Smith saying, I know how people now view me. I know what I let you see, and I want to try to get my reputation. I need to get my Q score back up. For those of you who don't know, that's how Hollywood measures themselves on popularity. It's called a Q score. Consider, folks, that on that night, where the man would get what he and his wife fought so hard for over the years with Oscars so white, he was getting the award, and you know what? He knew it. They'd already told him. So he decided to act. Well, we have a word for it in the black community, but I'll just call it thuggish. Okay? So he decided to act thuggish. And this is why I come back to this. Leftists are evil. They will show you their good side. If you look at Will Smith, he's always smiling. He's a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, man, I just want to thank y'all. I got the perfect life. I got the perfect family. I got the perfect man. Everything perfect, perfect, perfect. It's perfect, man. And then you go one layer behind the scenes, and you know what you find? Complete dysfunction. These people live lies. But publicly, they try to act like they're living a truth. Yeah, they really, you know, care about all the different things, whatever. They're horrible people. Horrible people. And they don't want to let you know it. I want to play a couple of clips of what these people are trying to do with us. They say we're at war with them. Let me tell you, they are at war with themselves. That's their problem. We're not at war with ourselves. I don't wake up in the morning going, it's such a dichotomy between the way I live and the way that I want to live. I'm living the life I want to live. Anyway, here's Al Sharpton talking about the war.
Now, you are the vice chair of the Judiciary Committee, and I'm sure you are following all the developments in the Trump-related investigations, the Mar-a-Lago case, the January 6th committee. What is the point of all these inquiries if we have the former president saying that he will look favorably on pardons for Capitol rioters if he runs and wins the White House?
Well, Reverend Al, are you as shocked every time by what the president says? I know I should stop being shocked, but I can't help it. Think of it. The president who incited a riot upon our democracy, who attempted to remain in power even though he grievously lost. We have learned through 1-6 that he actually wanted to go to the Capitol along with the insurrectionists to be there with them. And then just this week, saying he would pardon and offer a note of apology to those who have been convicted of attacking our Capitol, attacking Capitol Police, many of whom were, hundreds of whom were wounded, many of whom died. This president, I guess there's no lawyer that can help him or advise him. He every single day reveals that that's exactly what he wanted to happen. He wanted that level of criminality, that level of attack on our own country. He sadly preyed upon Americans to go attack Americans in our democracy. He reveals the truth every single day.
Welcome back, folks. So that was the vice chair of the Judiciary Committee. Her name is Dean. And Sharp then asked her, what's the point of these inquiries if Trump is going to pardon the January 6 rioters? And you know what scares them? They believe Trump can get reelected. See, that's the little hidden message in there, is this guy could get reelected. And here's the other hidden message. This guy should get reelected. So, what did she say? He incited a riot. Blatant lie. Blatant lie. Then she says he attempted to remain in power even though he lost. Another blatant lie. He didn't lose, and he did. All Trump did was pull out all the stops to say, look, I know a cheat happened. I don't know how I can prove it yet. And he did everything he could, and when it was time to move on, he moved on. Then she says he wanted to go to the Capitol. Wow. So his motivation of, and let's say that he did. I would have wanted to go to the Capitol. And I would have wanted to support the people that were fighting for the true constitutional republic and the ripoff that we know that occurred. So what's wrong with that? And then, of course, he'd offer a pardon and he wants an apology. But then what about the bigger lies, right? She said, hundreds of Capitol Hill police were wounded. I dare you find me that. She then says that many of them died. One guy died, and he didn't die from what they did. In fact, that whole story was debunked by the New York Times said we had killed him. That the rioters, as they call us, had killed him. Blatant lies that went completely uncontested. None of it happened. And this woman was led to spread a lie. The media wonders why nobody trusts them. This is easily verifiable stuff. Ask if they care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tiffany Cross. And these days, it feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
And if they try to prosecute President Trump for mishandling classified information after Hillary Clinton set up a server in her basement, they literally will be riots in the street. I worry about our country.
They've turned into the American Gestapo. MAGA is a direct threat to the, wait for it, the American state. You said this quiet part out loud. We are a threat to the American state.
So Trump supporters are already speaking the language of violence. They're threatening the FBI, the DOJ, day, the state itself, and this is all as they defend their dear leader. Now, it's more than just threats, though. Their rhetoric has already led to actual violence, and there is likely more to come, and I don't need to remind you how the MAGA mob sacked the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the 2020 election. Now, some of these people are now candidates for office, looking to run our elections and, quite frankly, our government. And for those insurrectionists being prosecuted, Discount Don is, quote, financially supporting some of them and offering to pardon the lot if he's reelected in 2024. More than 40% of Americans think a civil war is likely in the next decade. That's a big number. Is this where history will say it began?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Tiffany Cross of MSNBC. MSNBC is all in. They're all in for anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-MAGA, anti-conservative. They are pro-leftism like you wouldn't believe. CNN's correcting itself. They just dumped another hardcore journalist, a reporter, because, again, not giving you news, not giving you balance, just spitting nonsense at you. Here's Tiffany Cross talking about, are we on the brink of a civil war? One has already begun. I agree with her on that. A civil war has begun. We didn't start it. I'm talking about we MAGA conservatives. We didn't start it. We're just we're the people that are being oppressed. We're the black folks of the 1800s being oppressed, and they're mad that we're going, look, we are not all about this slavery. We understand there's a plantation, but we also know there are no walls here, so we're getting off. We're not going to let this continue to happen. You're not going to continue to rob us with climate change and woo-flu nonsense and, you know, saving the whales and the spotted owls and whatever else as you enrich yourselves with our hard-earned dough. Enough is enough. She says there will be riots in the streets, that MAGA is a direct threat to the American state, and that we're the ones threatening these riots and stuff. Let me tell you, I have never seen, I'm being honest with you, in my decades of life, I have never seen it to where people are so hell-bent on making a group of people who are the salt of the earth look as if we are terrorists. She says Trump's supporters have threatened the FBI, that our threats have led to violence. I'm just connecting the dots for you here. She says the MAGA mob, this is what she called it, the MAGA mob sacked, that was her word, sacked the Capitol in an effort to overturn the 2020 election. I'm a broken record at this point. First of all, the Capitol wasn't sacked. Number one. And number two, we had a right to overturn that fraudulent election. And let me just give you another inside little baseball here. Tiffany Cross, she doesn't write what she speaks. There are people, there are producers in a pen at MSNBC that write her stuff, and all she does is read it. That preamble to any of her shows is not written by her. It's written by 30-something woke leftists, probably, you know, the rainbow of crazy leftism, intersectionality. They write that stuff. She reads it, and then she interprets it. And if you ever watch Tiffany Cross interpret, it's not fun to watch. It's a train wreck. It's worse than Melissa Harris Perry, one of the people that, you know, was replaced. It's worse than Al Sharpton. Anyway, they call us insurrectionist, and then she referred to President Trump as Discount Don. She says Discount Don will pardon if he's reelected in 2024. Now, I stopped there again because I mentioned it in the previous segment. Why do they keep talking about Donald Trump being reelected in 2024 when he's under all these investigations? The FBI just ransacked Mar-a-Lago. They claim he's guilty of something. They can't really tell you what, but they're always, he's guilty of something. We know it is. We don't know what it is, but he's guilty of something. But then they're worried about it. And then what do? They tell us this. 40% of Americans think a civil war is likely to happen in the next decade. And you want to know why? It's because of Donald Trump and those MAGA Republicans. Now, I want you just to stop and think about that for just a bit. Why are they doing this full court press? This isn't just Tiffany Cross. Now, CNN, to their credit, is with this new boss, is going, we're having none of this. Donald Trump's not evil. His people are not evil. And we're not going to let you get away with it. In fact, a guy named Tolman, he talked about the PR battle that's going on here. And here's what he had to say. Essentially, well, you can make your own determination of what he's saying.
Brett Tolman is a former U.S. attorney and Fight on Crime executive director. Brett, what were they actually looking for? So they released the detailed manifest of what they have. Yeah, but they also admit they're looking for other things. What does it mean in your legal mind?
Yeah, I mean, you can see clearly that the Department of Justice is losing the PR battle. So what do? They bring out what they often do when they're behind. They bring out pictures that might inflame those that already hate Donald Trump. They bring out the perp walk type mentality. They have the pictures of the classified cover sheets. But when you back away from it and you look at it, it screams of a case where they had an overbroad search warrant. They gathered everything they possibly could. They don't have clear guidance of what they're looking for. I think they're looking just for everything they possibly can because they're afraid of Donald Trump running again in 2024.
You know what I've heard from more than one person? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I've heard him say, well, Kevin, Donald Trump would be a distraction if he were to run again because there's so many things that the Democrats are going to keep doing to him. And I think to myself, really? That's your logic? That if Donald Trump was the best president in modern history with everything they were attacking him with, and you now know they were all lies. Russian collusion was a lie. Ukrainian nonsense was a lie. Everything they threw at Donald Trump was essentially a lie. Fabricated, you know, trumped up, pardon the pun, to make Donald Trump look silly. It was a lie. And you're concerned about this? Look at what this guy accomplished with 800 pounds of nonsense, leftism on his back. And now, what do? They compound their lies, which only does what? Makes Donald Trump look more legit. Everything that they're doing. They raid Mar-a-Lago. They raided Donald Trump's own attorney, his personal attorney. They tried to get Michael Cohen to turn on him, and he did. And what did it end up doing? Nothing. Cohen got scared. He freaked out. Trump said, get his records. I don't care. They were going to raid, what's-her-face, the stripper prostitute lady. And Trump says, I heard a tape. It was funny. I heard one of the tapes with Sonny, what's-her-face, Sonny Daniels. Or whatever her name was. And Trump was, it was another lady. They were saying, you know, oh, Trump did this with her. He said, and he's telling her, he's like, look, they're going after you. He goes, look, just, what are they going to do to you? I mean, what, it was funny that the recording was Trump in no way looking guilty. He was like, you know, I'm really sorry they're putting you through this because you don't deserve it. There's nothing like Bill Clinton going, hey, listen, if anybody calls you, don't tell them that I called you. Or anything close to that. So this guy goes on, told me, he says, they had pictures that were meant to inflame so you could hate Trump. I remember seeing it. They had the little sticker on it, like evidence. And they had the picture of the classified cover sheets. And what's the net? You know who ends up looking bad? Christopher Wray's FBI. They did it under a ruse. They got this warrant under a ruse. They got what they wanted. And what's Trump doing? Holding rallies. Because he's not afraid. Trump's not afraid because he knows he still has the majority of people on his side. You are smart enough to not abandon your champion.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.